South Harrison will be in between tournaments. Hamilton's tournament is next week for South Harrison. This week, South Harrison will have a league game. They had a league game on Tuesday. They'll have another one. That'll be tomorrow night. Now the game with Trenton has now been moved to February 1st. Cale Watson said, basketball coach of a Bulldog team that had a league game also going into the South Harrison tournament that you hosted last week. You beat Princeton in that game and won over at Princeton, won 65-62, which was, well, it was one of the first, I guess, for this team in the fact that, you know, it was a comeback win where you guys had to come back from a fairly sizable deficit and win it. And I don't think you had the lead very often in that game, did you?
No, like you said there, Stuart, we didn't have the lead going into half. We were down by 7. And we came out in the second half, had some of our big guys in foul trouble, so we had to play kind of small against a big Princeton squad. But down the stretch, we had Trayton Campbell really stepped up big for us there in the third quarter. Rattled off 10 points. And then late again in the fourth, he got the free throw line and kind of sealed the deal for us. Overall, though, a huge win for us, especially on the road against a really good Princeton squad. I think we had 9 guys get on the points column with 3 guys scoring in double figures. So overall, a very, very impressive team win.
Next game then was against Northeast Nottoway in the first round of the South Harrison tournament. Won the game, won pretty comfortably, had a very good start in that game. It was always under control, or at least you always had the game, you know, in your favor. But a Northeast Nottoway team that wanted to get up and go, they wanted to create a lot of possessions, and South Harrison kind of invited that, at least that night. They were better at it.
Yeah, you know, like you said there, Stuart, Northeast Nottoway, they wanted to get out and run, which kind of suits our style as well. I thought early on in the game, we did a fairly good job of controlling their pace in terms of our full court pressure. But again, you know, we had some guys step up big for us, make some big shots. That night we had 4 guys in double figures. Kenza Corbett led the way with 16. And it was kind of nice, you know, that team of Vance Prophets is very, very athletic, so it was nice to get some younger guys in and have them go up against some good competition. But like you said, from the start, we kind of controlled the game, and that was another good win for us.
Semifinal game against Putnam County would propel you into the championship game because it was a victory, showed some poise down the stretch. And I don't know if the game was that similar to the one that you played at Putnam County, but it was a game where you had to, you know, deal with playing behind. I don't know if you had to make quite the comeback that you did, but you did have to execute down the stretch and got a really nice win, you know, against a basketball team that, you know, is very comfortable about playing a high-scoring game.
Yeah, you know, like you said there, Stuart, anytime you can get in the 70s with Putnam County, they probably like their chances. But I thought in the fourth quarter, we had some guys kind of take control of the game. Hiding with kid, he's a force to be reckoned with. But I thought, for the most part, we did a good job of trying to contain and control him. And then we limited some of their other players that made a big impact the first time we played them. But again, it was a game where we kind of had to fight and claw our way back into it. Was very, very proud of our guys' effort, and just kind of a huge win for us, especially propelling us to that championship game in the tournament.
Okay, really nice, you know, because of the situation where you had 8 games that were being played in that Friday night, you know, there was just a huge crowd there, and obviously South Harrison playing in the championship, a lot of bodies in that facility to watch the championship game and against Mercer, and Mercer developed a little bit of a margin in the second quarter, and they were, for the most part, just able to keep it. They really do play like they are a veteran team. They are, but their roster, you know, changed over a little bit from last year, but they're awfully poised.
Yeah, they very much so are, Stuart. The Noe kid, number 22, he definitely controls things for them. We didn't really have an answer for him that night. And again, we were fighting and calling to keep ourselves in that game. Credit the Mercer squad. They did a good job when they had the lead late in the game, burning off clock in the possession, and either getting to the line or getting the basket. So overall, it was a good game for us. We were proud of ourselves that we made it that far to the championship game. And for the most part, put up a pretty good fight against a really good Mercer squad.
Tuesday coming out of the tournament was Milan. Milan wins in the end by 2, and a game that South Harrison led a good part of the way. And a couple times you made a bid to really get some separation. One time of the first half, and then one time of the second half. And with credit to Milan, they didn't go away, and they did make a charge. And then the other thing they did was once they did get the lead, it was almost Princeton game in reverse. They didn't let you have another chance. Once they got it, they held it.
Yeah, you know, that was I wouldn't say a huge disappointing loss for us, but the roles were reversed. You know, we hadn't really been used to having the lead late in the game. We kind of lost our composure, especially there in the fourth quarter, and at times kind of forgot who we needed to stop on the Milan team. You know, they've got two really good players. The Dabney kid is a force to be reckoned with, especially as a freshman. He really, really stepped up for him in the fourth quarter. But overall, you know, proud of our guys' effort. Probably didn't bring our best defensive intensity, but we're still in the game. And again, at the end of the day, it's a learning experience for us, and hopefully we'll grow and we'll move on from it.
All right, next up is going to be Gallatin. With a game with Trenton called off tonight, and you get a Gallatin team both teams, I think, going into the season had a lot of guard depth. Now you're getting taxed on that with as many injuries as you're trying to suffer, but you do have, but probably Doherty and Trayton Campbell are the two guys that, at least to me, it's going to be interesting to see how Gallatin's going to match up to those, because they've got a little less experience in that regard, maybe more so since the season's as deep, though.
Yeah, you know, I think if we can keep Doherty out of foul trouble, he'll have a little bit of an advantage in size as long as he plays, you know, big, which he has been here lately. And hopefully we can exploit that mismatch there with Trayton Campbell. He's really been doing a good job of playing inside and out for us, especially if teams zone us. So that's been nice to see. Again, like you said, you know, we've had a few injuries and some guys go down, but we've also had some younger guys step up, and we're going to continue to need that next man mentality going against Gallatin.
It's Cale Watson, head basketball coach, South Harrison.